Lucky the ground was so soft. I thought he was dead for sure.
But he didn't even break his glasses.
Harry could hear the voices whispering, but they made no sense whatsoever. He didn't have a clue where he was, or how he'd got there, or what he'd been doing before he got there. All he knew was that every inch of him was aching as though it had been beaten.
That was the scariest thing I've ever seen in my life.
Scariest, the scariest thing. Hooded black figures, cold, screaming. Harry's eyes snapped open. He was lying in the hospital wing. The Gryffindor Quidditch team, spattered with mud from head to foot, was gathered around his bed. Ron and Hermione were also there, looking as though they'd just climbed out of a swimming pool.
"Harry," said Fred, who looked extremely white underneath the mud. "How are you feeling?"
It was as though Harry's memory was on fast forward. The lightning, the grim, the snitch, and the dementors.
"What happened?" he said, sitting up so suddenly they all gasped. "You fell off," said Fred. "Must have been, what, 50 feet?
"We thought you'd died," said Alicia, who was shaking.
Hermione made a small, squeaky noise. Her eyes were extremely bloodshot.
"But the match," said Harry. "What happened? Are we doing a replay?"
No one said anything. The horrible truth sank into Harry like a stone.
"We didn't lose."
"Diggory got the snitch," said George, "just after you fell. He didn't realize what had happened. When he looked back and saw you on the ground, he tried to call it off, wanted a rematch, but they won fair and square. Even Wood admits it."
"Where is Wood?" said Harry, suddenly realizing he wasn't there.
"Still in the showers," said Fred. "We think he's trying to drown himself." Harry put his face on his knees, his hands gripping his hair. Fred grabbed his shoulder and shook it roughly.
"Come on, Harry. You've never missed the snitch before."
"There had to be one time you didn't get it," said George. "It's not over yet," said Fred. "We lost by 100 points, right? So if Hufflepuff loses to Ravenclaw and we beat Ravenclaw and Slytherin, Hufflepuff'll have to lose by at least 200 points, said George.
"But if they beat Ravenclaw..."
"No way. Ravenclaw is too good. But if Slytherin loses against Hufflepuff..."
"It all depends on the points. A margin of 100, either way..."